Simon Chayodim, Klal Nun, and we're learning Simon Chaf Aleph. So the Chayodim discuss the issue of calculating the kezayis when a person eats a piece of cake or pasul b'kistan. Does the calculation of the kezayis include the other ingredients besides the flour and the water, or is limited to the flour and the water? And the presentation of the Chayodim so far has told us that L'chera, it would seem to be that the primary way to calculate that is only the flour and the water, but the minig of people is not like that, and they have what to rely on. And that's where the Chayyim left off. There's a long Nishmas Adam over here which he discusses this issue, and he brings in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham seems to say other things are included, except for one scenario. The Chayyim disagrees with that approach and says that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim in this regards, whether we include the other things or not. So there are possibly three arguments why we should include the other items. One is based on a very complicated machlokes in Yerideya, which seems to say that we, as long as we can taste the food and its presence is visible in the sense it's noticeable through the taste. So the other foods which go with it can combine with it in the area for the areas of halacha. And that's Machlokes Rishonim. So he says the Shulchan Aruch seems to go in both directions in that regards. So that's what to rely on possibly. The second argument is that the Vilna Gaon says that we discussed the idea that in the Bracha Rishona, we definitely look at the flour and the water as being, once it's an ingredient in the food, we follow that even though there are other ingredients, and even if the other ingredients are roiv, but as long as you can taste the dogon, the flour and the water, and it's there for the purposes of taste or sustenance and not for the purposes of just as a binder, etc. So we make the bracha mezonos. So mezonos becomes the ikur regards to the bracha rishana. Can we extend that concept to bracha achrona? So the Tosfos seems to say yes, and the riff seems to support such an idea as well, that or the Rif discusses such a possibility as well, that kol shigesh bo chameishes mini dogon, if it has in it of chameishes mini dogon, even though there are other ingredients, that'll be a reason to say alamichya. The third reason Mishabura says is that the other foods are there to enhance. We look at many times the cake, obviously the primary is part of the cake is the flour and the water, and the sugar and all these different things are there to enhance the cake. Since that's so, we find that certain areas of halacha, something which is there to be an enhancer, is calculated as if it's part of the primary element. This is true on Yom Kippur in regards to eating and drinking, which do not combine. But if there's a liquid which is there to act as a condiment to the solid, the liquid is calculated as if it was a solid. So we find precedences for all of these different approaches. So the Maisa, what should we do? So the Chayyim's language sounds pretty powerful. It says, it would have been appropriate to be machmer, but the minig is not like that, and they have what to rely on. So he does not seem to be stressing in a strong way that one must be machmer. The language of Mishabur is a little bit stronger. Mishabur's language is that a person should be machmer, and the Cheskila should make sure that he eats enough of a kezayis of the dogon, that means he eats more than a kezayis of the cake, to be confident that he ate in that a kezayis of the flour and the flour and the water of dogon. That's the appropriate thing to do. And Moshe and Achuva, he has even a stronger lashon. He feels that this is not just a chumra, but this is mikir adin, that a person could not say an alamichya unless a person knows that he had a kezayis of dogon without the other ingredients. And the person was not sure, the person would not be able to say Baruch Achor of Alamichya. In that situation, he would say Brei Nefashos. So we have three approaches. The Chayalim's Lashon sounds like he's accepting the Minhag Olam. It maybe would be a little bit better to do otherwise, but it's pretty much relying on it. Mishnah Berurah is saying that one should be Machmer, but if the Minhag Olam has what to rely on, and Rashi is saying that a person really Mikra Din has to be Machmer in this regard. So the Maisa, a person should try and avoid the situation, and a person making a bracha chrona on a kezias of eating cake, a person should try and make sure that he eats enough that he has vare, a kezias of the dogon in it, besides other ingredients. But in the case where there wasn't an option anymore, he finished eating and that's all there was available, the Mishnah Berurah would seem to indicate that the person would say a bracha chrona v'alamichya in that situation. Okay, have a good day.